Hello, my friends, and welcome to the Seeds and Weeds podcast, brought to you by Small House Farm. If you're looking to celebrate plants and the people that love them, then this is the podcast for you. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Bevan Cohen. Hello, my friends, and welcome back. We got another fun episode here for you. We're going to be sitting down for a chat with Aaron Hamilton, who's the founder of the Mushroom Conservatory. Aaron's going to be talking to us about how plants and mushrooms are so radically different from one another, why we need to get more mushrooms into our lives, and we're going to find out how to get one of her special kits so we can grow our own mushrooms right at home. Before we get into the interview, though, I got some updates. Heather and I just got back from our trip to France, and man, it was wild. We had a great time. We visited the lavender fields of Provence, and I got to tell you, pictures do not do this place justice. It was absolutely amazing. It was stunning. We drove around, we explored the countryside, we drank the wine, we ate the food. And I mean, like, we ate all the food. It was beyond words. It was so much fun. At the farmer's market in downtown Nice, we tried this chickpea flatbread called soca. It's like a street food, but man, it was so good. It was light and airy, but crispy and crunchy. As soon as we got home, I was like, we got to try to make some soca. So I found some chickpea flour up at the grocery store. Then I'm only 4 ingredients away from homemade soca. I actually shared a recipe right over on our Patreon page if you want to hop over there and check it out. And that link, of course, it's down in the show notes. Now, speaking of Patreon, I want to give a shout out to all of the new subscribers. Man, you guys are awesome. I mean, your support through Patreon is how we keep the show alive. So I really appreciate each and every one of you. New to our Patreon this week is Marilyn Dickinson, Kelly Reinhardt, Diane, Sherry Ficklin, Angie Duet, Beth Reiners, Michelle Lewis, and Kenya Starr. Again, thank you all so much. As patrons, not only are they supporting the show, but they also get all sorts of groovy perks like heirloom seeds and books, seasonal gift baskets, and a whole lot more. So if you would like to support the show, you can subscribe to the Patreon at seedsandweedspodcast.com or find it directly at patreon.com/smallhousefarm. All right, now let's get into that interview. Aaron Hamilton is a mushroom farmer and agricultural educator from Howell, Michigan. She and her husband, Elijah, have 3 children, and together they run the Mushroom Conservatory, where they help people around the world learn to produce their own food with hands-on mushroom growing kits. I first discovered Aaron at the Mother Earth News Fair in Pennsylvania, and today she's joining us on the podcast to chat about mushrooms. Aaron Hamilton, welcome to the podcast. I am so excited to have you on the show with us today.
I'm so excited to be here, Bevan. Thank you so much for having me.
So now, before we jump into it, could you just tell our listeners a little bit about you, who you are, and the work that you do?
Yes. So my name is Aaron Hamilton, and I own the Mushroom Conservatory. We're based in Michigan, and I teach people around the world how to grow gourmet mushrooms. So that means I do kits where people can just learn to grow their own at home, and they're really simple. Or I also do workshops where people can come, whether that's online or in person at different events and stuff, and we'll build mushroom buckets together and send people home with a new pocket full of skills that hopefully will translate to a lifetime of mushroom growing adventures. I got into mushroom growing about 10 years ago. I took a foraging class that was really inspiring, but I got to the end of the class and I was really worried that I was going to find the wrong thing and die. So it turned into a several long year adventure trying to find out how you grow mushrooms and where do you even start. And then once I tried it, it was so much easier and fascinating. Then I realized that it just kind of turned into a giant adventure from there. And I haven't looked back since.
That's groovy. A lifetime of mushroom adventures. I like the sound of that.
It truly, truly is.
Now, even though you're right here in Michigan, just like I am, I didn't even learn about you until very recently, you and the Mushroom Conservatory at the Mother Earth News Fair in Pennsylvania. I saw we were both on the schedule and it kind of caught my eye. Are you going to be at the fair in Wisconsin too?
Yeah. We're doing mushroom growing workshops. And I also get to do a demo of how to cook with oyster mushrooms on the real food stage there. So we're going to be doing all kinds of fun stuff with mushrooms. I'm really excited.
Ooh, I love that. I'm going to put the link to the fair in the show notes for everybody listening that wants to come. It's always a good time, but it sounds like it's going to be extra groovy because you're going to be there. So that's cool.
Thank you. Yeah, it's going to be really fun. We sold out all of our workshops at the Pennsylvania fair. So we're really stoked for this one.
You know, one of the things I always tell people when they ask me about the podcast is I describe it as a show for groovy plant people. And you're certainly a groovy person, but your specialty is mushrooms, fungi, and fungi are not actually plants. So could you break that down for us a little bit? What is a mushroom And how is it different from a plant?
So mushrooms are outrageous and fascinating is the most important thing to say first. And what's really interesting is mushrooms don't photosynthesize the way a plant does. So plants are going to be converting light into energy and using that as nutrition. Whereas mushrooms, a lot of people think that you have to grow them in complete darkness. And actually, they look for the sun just to know which way is up. And so they use the sunlight a little bit differently. But what's fascinating about mushrooms, and especially oyster mushrooms, they've been doing a lot of research with this lately, but they create an underground network with their mycelium. Mycelium is the underground network of the mushroom, and it actually communicates. If it's in the wild, it is what the forest uses to communicate. So a tree is going to use the mycelial network to communicate with its seedlings and warning it of impending danger or things that it needs. And so it's a very interesting communication system that nature uses. But so people have been researching that recently, and it turns out that if you track the electrical impulses in the oyster mushroom specifically, it will, it's got a language of at least 50 words they can talk. So these are very intelligent, functional, hardworking things. They're not plants. They don't have roots. It's strange to me because I've never actually been great at gardening. Like, I really don't have a green thumb. And for some reason, mushrooms just really clicked for me. And it's brought me to being able to have a much better relationship with my plants and enjoy that much more. But fungi is definitely its own kingdom. And there's a lot going on there.
Man, that's wild. So there's the part of the mushroom that we see above the ground. And then you're saying there's a whole network of things happening underground as well.
When a mushroom grows, it's mycelium trying to survive. It's survival mechanism going, let's get more spores out so that we can continue this network. But it's actually a mushroom on the surface is a very, very small piece of the mycelial network and what's going on beneath the surface. For every mushroom you see on the surface, there's an entire universe going on beneath it.
That's wild. Now, your business is called the Mushroom Conservatory, and I'd like to kind of unpack that name a little bit. So you did kind of briefly touch on how you got started growing mushrooms and when you decided to make that into a business, but could we get a little deeper into that?
Yeah. So I actually started out, I was homeschooled, and my kids are homeschooled, and I know a lot of homeschooled people. And so when I started really falling in love with mushrooms and getting really deep into the growing process, I realized how easy it is to grow mushrooms and how little it takes to start. But also with my kids around, they were so fascinated by that process. So the first thing I did before I even really turned it into a full-fledged business was develop these science kits, mushroom growing science kit. And then within a few weeks, you could grow these mushrooms, these amazing mushrooms right out of the bag. And so it was a really amazing way for kids to see up close, like what's really happening, like where are mushrooms coming from? How are they growing? And so that went viral in the homeschool community right off the bat when we posted those. And from that point, we started doing a lot with those. And then all the parents were like, but we want to learn how to grow mushrooms too. Like, this is amazing. And so at that point, we developed, we were kind of getting in our groove, and we developed more like everybody oriented mushroom growing kits to really help just usher people into the fabulous world of fungi. So yeah, the idea is really just mushroom education and making it accessible to people. I love when we have a harvest where we wind up with a week where we've got a whole bunch of different kinds, because we'll just go nuts in the kitchen and absolutely have a flavor party. It's truly amazing how much you can bring into your kitchen with doing different kinds of oyster mushrooms. There are so many kinds of mushrooms you can grow, but the oysters themselves just have a whole world there. And if you enjoy cooking, I mean, you can get lost for years just cooking oyster mushrooms.
So once I buy the kit, what other equipment do I need to have here at home?
So you just need some brown rice, like a bag of dry brown rice. You're going to like cook it the day before you're going to start your mushrooms. You cook it a little on the dry side and then you add your culture to it. You're going to need some paper bandage tape, it's just normal paper bandage tape. It's right next to the band-aids in any pharmacy section. And that is like the ultimate secret weapon with mushroom growing. I always tell people, like, just get a couple rolls of it, keep it around. You're going to use it so much, because what it does is it makes a nice little air filter patch. And so you can tape it on your rice bag. You tape it on the top to make an air filter so it can breathe while it's colonizing, or your bucket. Then you're going to put that over the holes so no bacteria is getting in while everything's growing. Other than that, you need a container to grow in, which usually people use a bucket, but I've had a lot of people using ice cream gallon buckets lately, and they just use a knife or scissors to poke a hole in it, and it works out perfectly. I did it as an experiment. We grew some out of a trash bag that we just used a hole punch on. Worked great. Don't ever use a scented trash bag for that. There's a lot of nasty stuff you'd be adding to your mushrooms, and you'll either want to have rubbing alcohol or peroxide around so you can disinfect your surfaces. Other than that, just a container to grow in and a willingness to have a great adventure growing them.
That's easy. That's simple. Very cool. So are these kits available for purchase? Anybody anywhere can buy them off your website?
Yes. You can go to themushroomconservatory.com and buy them right off my site there. And Mother Earth also sells them on their online shop. And then we're in we're about to break 175 stores this week. So there, if you go on our site too and you'd rather buy it in person, you can check out a directory of all the cool little shops we're in all over the place, and you'll find yourself a good mushroom kit.
How experienced do I need to be to do something like this? Here at Small House, we grow shiitake mushrooms on logs out in the forest.
Oh, nice.
Is that a similar process to what you're doing?
This is like way easier.
Oh, really?
It's so simple. My four-year-old has been growing these with me since he was in diapers. I mean, all my kids love doing this, but it's really approachable. I think the youngest person I've ever seen like working on them is about 2, and the oldest person I've had do them was 91. So it's truly a all ages project, and it's fun because I think different age groups tend to find excitement in different parts of the process. Little kids love to be part of the spraying and the seeing the little tiny mushrooms appear, and you know, older people might get into the details of the flavors and you know, finding that exact moment to harvest when you're going to get the pristine texture. I've had a lot of elementary students use them for science fair projects, and they do the coolest experiment. So it's one of those really easy, user-friendly projects, and it's exciting for everyone in many different ways.
Do you have on your website recommendations for further information if I'd like to learn more about growing mushrooms?
Yeah, there is sort of a smorgasbord of info on there, and I'm constantly adding new stuff. And people are always, I try to make sure people understand, like, I welcome questions and notes and ideas. Like, if anyone's ever like, hey, like, I was thinking about trying this, like, can I grow mushrooms out of a shoe? What will happen? Like, I want to hear from you. I want to hear your ideas and about your experiments. And when people have questions, I'm always happy to point them in the right direction or say, hey, check out this research or anything. We do have a few interesting white papers on the site there too, with just a lot of interesting data. So that's a constantly adding things. And we actually have a bunch of recipes that are going up on the site this week. I have a cookbook in the works, and that should be out later this year.
That's exciting.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that. And we go through all the interesting things you can make with mushrooms, like throughout the day. So there's even how to make toffee with mushrooms, which is, people don't believe it's possible, but you wouldn't believe how delicious it is. And, you know, wonderful breakfast things and heavenly dinner feasts and good midday snacks. And I think a lot of times people just think like, oh, it's a mushroom. You just slice it up and put it on your salad and call it a day. But there's so much you can do with it. A lot of the time I find people have no problem growing them. They get through the growing process like a breeze, and then they have all these mushrooms. They're like, okay, so what do I do next? Like, I need some ideas for how to cook these things. So we're really working on giving people the inspiration they need to steer into the food, because we do love food here.
That's awesome. Okay, so ultimately, what's the pitch? Why do I want to grow mushrooms?
Oh my goodness, it'll change the way you look at life. It truly, when I started growing mushrooms, I became much cleaner, much more present and focused. And I think maybe it's something to do with just the little details of the process or something, but it's very meditative. And so on top of that, obviously I'm a foodie, and I love, my whole family is everything about food. And it all seems to go back to that in some way or another. And so if you love food, you're going to fall in love with growing mushrooms. The other thing is, so there's currently about 13,000 identified kinds of mushrooms, and each one has their own purpose. And some of them are delicious, and some of them you'll die, and some of them do all kinds of other things. And it's really amazing. But it's estimated that there are between 3 and 4 million in existence, and we just haven't identified them yet. So the other thing is, I have a great hope that we're inspiring a generation of people that are going to go out and discover what the fungi kingdom holds.
So for myself and for everyone listening, One more time, give us the link where we can find you online and order our mushroom kits.
Yes, you're going to go to www.themushroomconservatory.com and you can get my kits on there. You can send me a note on there. And if you go to Instagram, our username is The Mushroom Conservatory. If you email me, I'm themushroomconservatory@gmail.com. So just keep remembering The Mushroom Conservatory and you'll find me. I'm always glad to get people pointed towards their mushroom growing adventures.
Awesome, Erin. Thank you so much for being on the show. That was super fun.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. I can't wait to see you at the next convention.
And that's the show, my friends. Thanks again for Erin Hamilton for joining us and to all of you for tuning in. Remember, you can always support the podcast by subscribing to our Patreon. You can find that link and many more at seedsandweedspodcast.com. This episode was edited and produced by all of us here at Small House Farm. And the music you're listening to right now is UFC by MFV. I'm your host, Bevan Cohen, and we'll see you next time. Howdy, friends. Bevan here. You know, the Seeds and Weeds podcast is made possible in part by Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, rareseeds.com. They're America's top source for rare and heirloom varieties from around the world, and they're publisher of the whole seed catalog. Their 2024 catalog is chocked full of heirloom goodness, new varieties, recipes, stories, and gorgeous photographs. You can order yours now at rareseeds.com.